Steve Scalise said Americans
Blog who make
$1,000 a year are already dealing with the rising costs of everyday needs like gas and groceries. Scalise said the lowest income families will be hit the hardest with taxes like paying more for natural gas and health care. COVID vaccines for younger children could be a step closer to becoming a reality. Michael Kastner reports.
Pfizer today submitted initial trial data from kids ages 5 to 11 to federal regulators and said it plans to make a formal request for emergency use in the coming weeks. The vaccine is already authorized for those 12 through 15 and is fully approved for everyone 16 and up.
You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio. Research shows that people remember radio ads with British accents. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, take it from a Brit.
Oi, balmy insurance bloke stuffing dosh out your pocket. It's balmy. Liberty Mutual won't leave you skint, mate.
Can you just say Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need?
I think that's what I said, you blooming.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty. So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to Alternative Talk weather outlook for Tuesday. More clouds and rain expected today. We will see a possible thunderstorm or two. High temperatures around 60, 61 degrees. Tonight, the rain and thunderstorms will hang around. Low temperatures dropping down to about 50. For Wednesday and for Thursday, more clouds and rain expected. High temperatures in the upper 50s to low 60s. Partly sunny skies for Friday. Highs around 61.
Alternative Talk 1150. We're on your radio at 1150 a.m. We're on your HD radio at 98.9 channel 3.
How many ways to listen?
We're on the web at 1150kkaw.com. Streaming live audio and video as well as MP3 archives of many of our shows.
So many ways to listen.
And now, we're on your smartphone or tablet. Download our free app in the Apple App Store or Google Play and take Alternative Talk 1150 anywhere you go.
So many ways to listen.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. It's so great to be connecting with you. What a powerful show we have for you today. Leanne Champion joining me here today. Champion your life. This is what she does. And by the way, this show today and what she has been speaking about is more than transformative. It's the notion of transmutation. And what do I mean by that is how are you doing? How are you doing managing your fear and anxiety? Just think about that question for a minute, because I thought about it for myself today. How are we doing with that? And one of the things I love about Leanne and what she does and about what she brings to her clients and what she brings through her show is that somehow she knows how to be with the pulse of what's going on. And what do I mean by that? Is this is how we get empowered to to really jump ahead, to look at what we're jumping into, to understand why we stalled in a journey, what we need to start with this journey, and what is it that gets in the way. And one of the things she's really tapped into right now is bringing a powerful, powerful message and coaching platform that enables her to come out of the gate and talk about fear and anxiety. And this, to me, we've got to have a conversation about it. LeanneChampionCoaching.com, we're going to hear a lot more about this. But there are reasons that each of us show up to talk about what we talk about. Leanne, it's great to have you here.
Dr. Pat, it's good to see you.
So you literally shocked the pulse of people in your listening to your podcast several weeks back and had quite a response. Let's talk about what that response is. And were you surprised?
I guess really probably not. I really do try to feel what's going on in the world, and I was feeling the need to address that elephant in the living room. And I know fear and anxiety is probably not everyone's favorite topic, but oh my goodness, Dr. Pat, there's so many challenges going on right now for so many people. And the irony of that last podcast, yes, it did seem to resonate, but literally 20 minutes after I finished the podcast, I learned that my own brother had passed away.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
I know, you've been so sweet, but I had to put my own strategies into practice immediately, like in real time. But my goal in the podcast is just to talk about these emotions in a way, that was useful and not overwhelming. And I'm just super glad that I have the opportunity to discuss it again with your listeners.
And, I have to tell you that this is going to be a full conversation. But, there's parts that I've learned about fear and anxiety. When I look at myself, I got to laugh. I have to laugh at some of the ways that you act things out. Like I've acted something out from fear and anxiety. And I can laugh at it now because I understand it. But when you're in the middle of it, it's not a laughing matter.
No, not at all.
No.
Most of the time you don't even really know what's happening to us. I always like to say fear and anxiety. Somebody asked me, well, why'd you put those two together? And I think that they're kind of like kissing cousins. They're first cousins. And we experiencing them both kind of at the same time, I think it's just part of the human condition.
I love that you put them together. So let me just start out with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you tease them apart, and many people tease them apart, right? You know this, Leanne. Many people tease them apart. And it's almost as if you talk about one, you allude or imply the other, but we don't really address the dynamic of what happens when they come together, right?
Right. It's, it's fascinating. I don't see, frankly, as I've broken them down, I don't see how they really can be together. One kind of brings down the other, but that's just sort of how I see it. I when I've been coaching my clients, it's really interesting. So many of them will come to me thinking that they're really angry at someone or really frustrated about a situation, but really when we process it and boil it down, really what I'm seeing is fear, anxiety, and the third one, uncertainty, that fear of uncertainty.
I love the word uncertainty. I think it's cool. I got to talk about uncertainty, but I have to change it. It's really interesting, the world of academia, what they like you to talk about. And you can't talk about uncertainty, but you can talk about insecurity. Oh, okay. What's the difference? Hello.
Excuse me. Wait a minute.
It's let me get my dictionary out. But you putting them together, I want to ask you this. The way things show up and what you just pointed out are really important, right? Let's talk about how you describe fear and anxiety because, I just gave people a little snippet of my frustration with academia telling me, and I'm grateful that they made me change the word from uncertainty to insecurity. I do. But anytime I talk about that body of work, I don't even use insecurity. But let's talk about the definition or what you're seeing or how people are portraying fear and anxiety to you. How is that showing up? How are people expressing that?
You know, it's so interesting, Dr. Babb, but I think fear and anxiety can come across as really aggressive, very blaming, very controlling, or just in a general sense, reactive, right? Such as anger and frustration, as so many people come to me thinking that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Even kind of a low-grade agitation, which is interesting. And it's interesting, we humans don't really act scared. Frankly, I think, you know, if I'm being real, we just act a little bit crazy. We act a little bit more controlling, and we aren't even aware that this is what we're doing. Or a lot of people don't even see that link to fear and anxiety. It's just because we haven't taken time to process our behavior to get to that root fear and anxiety.
You know, I shared this the other day, and I want you to piggyback off it. I didn't think I was going to talk about this today, but I was looking at, you know, what you go through here and how you take us on this journey of fear and anxiety. I was struck by so much of what you've written here. I hope you're going to take this and you're going to write an article, a post on this, because there's an aspect of this that you talk about that nobody really talks about, and that is denial. And I would love for you to talk about it because I'm struck by one of my former mentors who seems to want to come to me in my night, in my sleep. She's like Mary Louise Smith. Big as day comes to me, one of my greatest mentors. And I would go in her room, fear and anxiety just oozing from my pores. And I would come in and say all the things that are happening that just complain. Absolutely on the table. Alan's doing this. They drinking on the job. This one's blowing cocaine, blah, blah, blah. And I walk in the room, and I'm managing this failing group of graphic artists. And she'd sit there puffing away, puffing. Beautiful woman. Looks up at me like the glass thing, like this thing that they do. I don't even know how they even see you. Like if I look above my glasses, I can't even see you. And says, like this with the hand.
Yeah.
What part of the problem are you? What part of the problem are you?
Interesting.
And the reason I brought it up is because it points to stopping me in my track, because she never really thought I was part of the problem ever. But she wanted to stop me from my frenzy of fear and anxiety.
Oh, wait. Okay.
And denial. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk about that because after about 3 meetings with her and her repeating that 3 times, I finally answered the question. I want to ask you about denial. We never, if ever, rarely do we talk about anxiety, fear, and denial in the same breath. I would love to hear from you of how you put these together and how do you see this playing out?
Oh, I just think it's so simple. I think we can see it all around us right now. I think it's in technicolor right now. There are just those in the world who are going to just avoid and deny because that's just their go-to. That's how they cope, right? And
yeah.
They pretend it's not happening, you know, whatever's not happening, whatever it might be, and they're just, you know, they're super strong. I always say it's the, I'm fine. I got this, I'm fine. You know, the I'm fine. But, you know, meanwhile, there's this turning volcano going on inside for them, and it just leads to all kinds of careless behavior. You know, it's interesting, Dr. Brad, the other thing, I mean, denial is huge, huge, huge right now. But another thing that I see a lot of people suffering from is from fear and anxiety is that they just want to hide.
Yeah,
I mean, that's clearly not you out in the world. But there's a lot of people out there that just choose right now to shut down and hide.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's so funny. I mean, we all deny. I think we all deny. We all have all these range of emotions. And I don't know if you remember this, but one of the first podcasts I think I tried on emotions, I gave an example of the beach ball. You know, me to push it down and down for tonight. Like, they're holding you down. No, I'm good. Fine. And then all of a sudden, you know what's going to happen is that beach ball is eventually going to explode and all the emotions are going to come pouring out.
Yeah.
So they're eventually going to pop up, aren't they?
I got to tell you how much I honor your work. I want to just take a moment here. And we're going to talk about this throughout the show today. But I really want to take a moment to honor your work, Leanne. And what I mean by that is we have to be bold in our conversations right now. And what you've been able to do in this conversation and what you've done in your previous podcasts is take a look at, I'd say, four major responses to things: fear, anxiety, uncertainty, and immobilization now.
Mm.
That's hiding. I think, hiding maybe. You get what I'm saying.
Sure.
And you've taken them and you've weaved this beautiful tapestry to not just help us have a conversation about this, but help us understand the underpinnings of how to change from this.
Right. Oh, well, don't we always look for some kind of solution rather than suffering silently?
I have to think about that.
Sorry.
I have to think, because Linda's mom was so great at the expression to suffer in silence. I mean, you just said that. Of course, it's never been my trait. Although I will say this, as an introvert, I have different mechanisms, I think, than other people. But can you talk for a minute when we come back from break? Can you talk about the compound effect?
Sure.
You see, what I love about this tapestry you're creating here is when people hear fear, you can feel it in your gut. Well, what is that? Do you feel anxious about it? Are you anxious about the uncertainty? Mm-hmm. Are you not able to see? Would you rather hide, put your head in the sand? Or let's just talk about something else when we come back. Would you rather just blame somebody else, lack of accountability? I mean, this is a whole series of actions that come from this. And Leanne Champion, Coach Leanne Champion, is going to take us on a journey that says, what if we could look at it in the face? What if we could be bold and not belittled?
Let's become friends with that fear and anxiety. Let's put it to work.
Let's have coffee.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a short break, everybody. When we come back, let's talk about how you turn awareness into profoundly amazing action. Leanne Champion, Leanne Champion Coaching. When we come back, you're going to find out more. Get ready. Fasten your seatbelt. And by the way, taking your questions, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Join the new Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Join a global community connecting our hearts with extraterrestrials who only understand unconditional love and inner peace. The Extraterrestrial Trust Revolution, ETR, provides expertise in raising an individual's energy level through a 13-month course and 8 energy portal journeys. Find out more about this 13-month course as well as an entire resource for you to learn about ETR at connectwithets.com.
Did you know that each Enneagram type has a different worldview, different patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving? They also have essential qualities that are unique to their type. Understanding this helps us develop more tolerance, respect, and appreciation for ourselves and others. Renee Siegel works with individuals, couples, families, and groups using the Enneagram to build better relationships as a tool in addiction recovery. Visit urpurepotential.com for more info.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. It's no secret that anxiety and overwhelm are on the rise. While the tendency is to suppress these feelings, anxiety is really a messenger that's telling you something is off, very off. You might be shooting yourself and living a life based on someone else's expectations. Maybe you have trouble saying no, or maybe you're following the fearful voice in your head that demands you do more, be more in order to feel worthy. So see where you can make a few adjustments in what you're doing to get rid of the overwhelm and create more peace inside instead. To get more tips like this, tune into my Transformation Talk radio show called Coffee with Universe. It's a live call-in show. I'd love to chat with you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Powerful, powerful conversation today. You know, and really what we're talking about here is we're talking about, you know, we're really looking at, I want to say possibilities. You know, we're looking at what if possibilities. We're looking at, yeah, the word strategies. There's so many things that we're going to talk about here today, and there's a reason we're doing it. There's a reason where we're looking about, and hopefully later on you'll see some of the slides that exactly point to what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Leanne Champion is joining me here today, and I just want to make sure people know how to find out about you and find out about your show. So let's take a moment to do that. And by the way, if they want to watch the past shows you've done on this, tell them how they can do that too, please, Leanne.
Oh, well. On Transformation Talk Radio, or Leanne Champion Coaching on Facebook, they're all up there. They're all up there. YouTube, I'm trying to remember all the places, right?
And I think I should know all the places, but they're everywhere. Just Google it. Look, I was so thrilled that you decided to talk about this today for a lot of reasons. And it is almost as if, what is the expression, the elephant in the room?
Yeah, elephant in the room, baby.
Expression? Okay. We don't think it is there, and yet it changes us. See, denial, what you talked about, and this idea of now having a conversation with you about how to face it, it's such a path to freedom, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness, it is. I mean, really, it is powerful. And the term strategy you mentioned actually was my oldest son, because I was calling them tools. He goes, no, Mom, strategies. I'm like, yeah, you are right. They are strategies, and they're helpful. They really are. I mean, if you really do this work that we're talking about, it's powerful.
I want to ask you this. You've now had a few of these conversations under your belt.
Mm-hmm.
You had a response to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked a little bit about the way fear and anxiety shows up and gets expressed. And I want to just really talk to you about this level of awareness, because let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. When I say fear and anxiety, uncertainty show up, when we talk about that, sometimes we can't see it, but it doesn't mean it's not there. We can feel it, right?
Yes, and I think it's just sitting still long enough with ourselves to even go there. The first strategy that I tell everybody is just acknowledgement that something's up. Okay. I mean, you know, star channel people, it's okay. Fear and anxiety. It's that simple. Fear. I'm feeling fear and anxiety. And what I just tell everybody is just say it out loud, write it down, and then you just be compassionate with yourself. This is okay. This is part of the human condition, mm-hmm. and there's no need to beat yourself up. I think, Dr. Pat, if we really keep peeling the onion back, there's a lot of pride here. People don't admit to this stuff, but everyone experiences it. But this process that I'm trying to teach slows you down enough to get clear on why there's fear and anxiety, what's going on for you.
Have you been asked, I mean, I want to bring this up as a point of awareness because that is what we're talking about now. And I want to talk about your strategies because I love, thank you to your son.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for the term strategy.
Yeah.
Because I love the word strategy. And why do I love it? Because it says, I'm here today. I want to be over there tomorrow. And this is my strategy to get there.
Yes.
Right?
It's a stronger word than tool, isn't it? It's exciting. There's an excitement behind it.
Oh, my God. I got so many tools. Okay, seriously. I have boiled all the tools in my toolkit now down to one tool that I use every day. Just one, because I found the one that works for me. But even with that tool, why? Why am I going to pull that out and use that? Why am I doing that? Because I'm here. I want to get there. So let's talk about the strategy of awareness and talk about, you know, what that means for us to go from that strategy and to do what you said, to sit with it, because that's hard for people.
Oh, I know. So that first strategy is just to admit it. All right, I'm feeling it. And then the next one is to sit with it, and that's the one where everybody goes, what are you talking about? I can't do that. But what's fascinating is just to look for where it lands in your body. You know, for me, it's usually kind of like, oh, yes.
Where is it like for you here?
In my head, yeah,
okay.
Or sometimes my stomach. But or just a tingling, a weird sort of, like, hum. So that's really why I want people, but the second strategy is just to sit with it for a minute and get clear on where it is. And sometimes, you know, it's interesting, Dr. Pat, sometimes it brings on tears. And I always tell my clients, tears are sacred. There's nothing wrong with that. Or you might even find yourself shaky. Or for other people, it's going to be a lot more subtle. It might be just like breathing faster or, you know, thoughts scrambled around and around and around. But it's different, right, for everybody.
You know, I love that what we're talking about because I want to talk about the strategy and face your fears. You know, I thought I had really experienced it all in my life. I really did. I thought, you know, when you hear me rattle off my life and some of the things that happened in it, I had thought by the time, I don't know, around 2001, 2000, whatever that is, I figured I got this covered now. There's not anything else that's really going to happen to me, okay, right? The show 6 months later, on April 1st of 2004, I'm given a workshop with Bonnie Varner, Live Your Greatest Dream, and I come down with a mystery disease. My body had never failed me. Never failed me.
And going on in there?
Exactly, and that is my point.
Yeah.
If I'd had this conversation with you right before that, we would have flushed out what it then took me another 8 years to
Well, what is that? Remember, Dr. Pat, remember that one? I love this line. Discomfort is the currency of our dreams. I mean, you were feeling just like wicked discomfort in that moment.
So let's talk to people about facing our fears, and you might feel discomfort. You might feel a little bit discomfort, right?
Yeah, I know. It's powerful, and it's okay. I mean, just the idea that we are recognizing it and we're admitting it is just, this is wild, tremendous relief in the acknowledgement of our fears. It's actually the opposite of what we're trying to hide from. It's actually quite powerful to admit it, right? You know, we have this desire to deny, we resistance, but then it'll catch in our throats. Or as you know, it took you out for a little bit. I find that I always get taken out when there's something I'm not looking at. That's the truth of it. God has his funny ways with me. He's like, oh, really? Really? Okay, watch this. So I can take it out until I really look at things. But sometimes, and you know this, we can stay super, super busy, you know, in order to ignore, right, whatever's happening to us. And we you know, we're pretty good at this, we humans. You know, our level best, ignore and downplay. But what I'm saying here is I want people to just go into the fear. Welcome the anxiety. And I know sounds totally counterintuitive, but just allow it to be there. I say it over and over. You're just a human being with a human brain experiencing emotions that aren't going to kill you.
Yeah.
Interesting, right? And it's so important that our mind, we have to understand our mind. Our thoughts is what are creating all this, these fears. So we have to pay attention, right? We have to pay attention to what's going on in our mind.
Let's talk about that if we could for a minute. I happened to watch Bohemian Rhapsody again, and it's the story of Queen and Freddie Mercury. And if you haven't watched it,
powerful.
Wow. And there's two lines in the film from his dad at the beginning of the film and then later on, you know. And those, first time around, didn't hit me, Leanne. Coach Leanne didn't hit me. Second time I'm watching it over the weekend, right? And I hear the words again, good thoughts, good words, good deeds from the movie.
Love that.
I started bawling. And I realized in that moment, and, you know, I always prepare for shows. So I'm already looking at what we're going to talk about like a week ago, then a couple of days. I'm already looking at this. And what I realized in rereading this and preparing for today, awareness has to lead to giving ourselves permission. You know, because what you're talking about as part of a strategy is empowering ourselves to face something, feel something, express something, and have a strategy so that it doesn't immobilize our life. Isn't that the essence of what you're talking about today?
Absolutely. So beautiful. And I think that's so interesting that you were so taken from that place in the show, in the movie. And I think maybe before, if it didn't hit you, maybe you were just ready for it now?
I was ready for it, ma'am. And, you know, there's a couple things that I know I'm wrestling with, especially about, you know, our organization and where we are and what we're planning and, you know, the talent that we need here to really build. And I had a moment this weekend, a realization that those words hit me. And yet at the same time, I think about all of you, and I think about what an honor and a privilege it is for us to feature all of you. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to Linda and Jessica, and I said, are you guys having the same experience that I'm having with our radio family, our TV family? And Jessica says, yeah. And I said, do you all listen to the shows? And one of the things I find it important, and I'm going to really drive this point home with our producers, you will learn and you will grow if you truly listen to these shows.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's funny you should say that, Dr. Beth, because, mm-hmm. you know, whenever I hear something profound, and whether it be on Transformation mm-hmm. Talk Radio or mm-hmm. elsewhere, though, I want to listen a couple times because yeah. they kind of blow your mind, and then you're like, I got to hear that again.
Yeah.
I need to hear that again. That's how you grow.
That's the way I felt about the show you did on fear and anxiety, and that's why when I prepared for today, it hit me a little bit. And I want to ask you this question before we go to break, is when we enter this realm, and I'd love your insight in this, when we enter the realm of awareness, it's close to impossible to go backwards. Once you enter and you get that awareness, the only thing that will stop forward movement is denial.
Yeah.
And I want to ask you about when you thought about this and when you thought about fear and anxiety and you thought about, let me put down these strategies. How have you come to help us understand that aspect where if we don't take strategy, whether it's strategy three or what you're going to talk about, if we don't take that action, that fear could stay so deep inside of us that it's a part of the onion. The only way you're going to get to the onion is if you fry that onion whole.
Yeah, and it's all like, gosh, it's not true. We just got to go for it. And what a shame that would be if we didn't break free and then just be able to access the best part of ourselves. This idea that fear and anxiety is keeping everybody stuck just absolutely kills me. And I can see what I can do in my life in a given moment. So you just, because we are living in such a time as this, correct? So we want to have these strategies so we know what to do with this energy when it arrives, right?
You know, I look at Jessica a lot, and I want to talk about this when we come back from break. I have had the honor in my life of working with, working for, and I think some days I do work for Jessica. I just want to be really clear. And both of us actually work for Linda, so let's just be realistic. But I've looked at this, and for some reason this weekend, as I was preparing for this show, there was a moment of appreciation and gratitude. And it came from a place, Leanne, of accountability. And I want to talk about that when we come back. I had to apologize to one of our hosts, deeply apologize. And I realized in my younger years, if you'd have said to me, you need to apologize, if Mary Louise Smith would have said to me, you need to apologize to Alan, I would say, no, never going to happen. You can fire me. But the journey takes us to a place of vulnerability. And when we come back, I would love to talk about the exploration of awareness, the strategies you put together to help us get from here to here. Because they're brilliant. And I love the dynamic nature of what you're doing. When we come back, get ready, everybody. We're going to go to strategy three, strategy four. Get your notepads out, or maybe you can type on your phone now. I got to get current with things. We're going to take a short break, everybody. When we come back, you're going to see some slides on social media, that and much more from Leanne Champion. We'll be right back.
With me, Leanne Champion, first Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit ChampionYourLife.com and let's do this together.
Hi, I'm Trish Laub from A Cup of Comfort, where we talk about care hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Here's your care hero tip of the day. As a child, I took Dan's bus. I would twirl through the grocery store, leap from aisle to aisle, and dance anywhere I could. One day, while giving my parents their medication, I realized that dance was my medicine. And when I took my medicine, I was more patient and focused, and my emotional and spiritual tank was filled with more of everything I needed to be a better caregiver and daughter to my parents. I realized that self-care was not selfish, but rather self-love, and that it was essential to my ability to be resilient and to recharge and thrive instead of merely survive. So now, when I need to recharge, I turn up the volume and dance it off. What's your medicine? Tune into my show to learn more. See you the second and fourth Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at info@trishlaub.com.
The truth is funny. This happens because Colette Marie Steffens is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living, LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Maine, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path for the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ognedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOgnedo.com.
Benny, I'm sorry. We just keep talking. Sorry, Mr. Benny.
Hey, it's all good. It happens. You got good things to say.
It's good. It's good. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. You're going to see some slides over there on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio. You're going to see them coming up. Jamie is in the helm doing that. Today, it's a great show. We get to join Lee and Champion from Champion Your Life as we talk about how we can learn to manage our fear and anxiety and then put it to work for us. See, that's what where we're going now, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Put
absolutely.
It to work with us. Leon, let me just tell people how they can find out about you. And my gosh, just so many things you're doing and so inspiring. You can go to LeanneChampionCoaching.com. If you go to Instagram, it's Leanne Champion Coaching. Let me spell Leanne for everybody out there. It's L-E-I-G-H. A-N-N-E. Champion is like that word.
My mom and dad got carried away there.
I got lucky.
Or Champion Your Life, Dr. Pat.
Champion Your Life. Let's talk about that. They can go.
That was your idea.
I love that. I so love that. Look, this is an interesting conversation we're having because you know how I work and work with you all and coach and mentor you, and I say, look, why don't you go get that domain, blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
I am faced with the situation myself. My domain that I've been trying to get for 18 years just came available. I don't know how. It's $4,000.
You're gonna do
there
it?
Shouldn't even be a hesitation for me to get that. But let's talk about the underpinnings of fear, and let's talk about how we now look at this and talk about why we're talking about strategies, whether it's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Let's take it right to the top of the hour because you're not here just to talk about fear and anxiety. You're here to help us understand, facing it, doing it. I got a strategy. I'm moving beyond it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I think we were on strategy 3, Dr. Pat, and after you've reviewed it, you've named it, you've opened the doors to allow it, then I want you to ask yourself, for those of you who are out there, what are the 3 main things that are scaring you? And the way I do this to myself is I just sort of open it up and I just start talking out loud. I usually write in a journal. I'm scared of this. Oh, my goodness. Lord, I'm sorry. This. But then what becomes clear, the 3 real undercurrent ones that you really didn't know were the ones that were keeping you perhaps from picking your domain. So I really want you all to try this as well. You can say it out loud, but I really am telling you it is so much powerful when we write the thoughts that are scaring us. You might have more than 3 again. But, for example, I'm scared of getting sick or my family getting sick. I'm losing my apartment, scared of losing my job. World is unpredictable, whatever it is. Write it down. Don't dismiss it. I want you to honor it. And I want you to listen to yourself and then see it visually because that is really, really powerful when we write things down. Truly, I don't know what I am truly feeling until I write down my thoughts and I take a closer look. I mean, you may have multiple things that come up for you, but when you write it down, you have a chance to find the top three du jour, right? And it's what I call a soft download, and it is powerful. I don't know about you, Dr. Pat, but in any given day, I might have several thoughts swirling around, and unless we take the time to get clear, they're just going to keep swirling. 60 to 80,000 thoughts a day, people. That's a lot of thoughts.
Yeah. And, you know, I, what you're talking about, and can we just stay with this for a minute? Because one of the things that I want to really make clear that, you know, we're going to talk about the other strategies, too, because, you know, there's a whole television show now called What If, I think the name of it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so anytime our pop culture brings something up like that, it's in the air, but it's not in the scenario that we think. When you talk about our thoughts, you're also talking about how we ruminate about things, how we play out scenarios and stories. And
yes,
sometimes we speak them, but for the most part, we're conjuring something up, right?
Well, you know, you can be. We call them what-if thoughts. It's we see them, but okay, just sit with yourself for a second and ask yourself, where am I using my creative imagination to scare myself to death? We all do this. Like you're imagining something that's going to happen, but that hasn't happened, and most likely that won't happen. And it's just such a tremendous waste of our brain power, right? We have been just given this gift from God of our brains, and I think our imagination, it should be all about creativity, something we can create, think, do, but instead we use our imagination to scare ourselves to death. With all the what ifs. So that's what I want people to get clear on, too, with another strategy, is to wipe down all the what-if thoughts and then kick those puppies to the curb.
Thank you for allowing us to do that. Because a lot of folks have been brought up, I'm not saying this is you, and I'm not saying it's me, I'm not even saying it's many, but a lot of people have been brought up not being allowed to do that. What we've been told is suck it up and move on, right? To not really explore what's going on inside of us. Now, what you're talking about by doing what-if statements, you're not really asking us to do what-if statements and then live the what-if statements.
No.
And that kind of leads to the next strategy, doesn't it?
Right. Now, it's interesting. I realized in doing this for myself recently that the next strategy is to separate thoughts from circumstances, and that is really interesting. That is like, for example, Dr. Pat, I know you've been having those fires out.
Yeah.
You know, on the West Coast. It's been intense. You know, it's just intense. And that circumstance of the fire is here, right? Then there are our thoughts about the fires, right? It's two separate things. And I'm telling you, it's wild, but once we understand that, once we can see, oh, my goodness, okay, it's the fires, and then I have my thoughts about the fires, then we understand all of a sudden, like, oh, my goodness, I have a choice what I can think about what's going on. That alone brings relief to people. I mean, I'm going to put it in more layman terms, like, here's your job, that's your circumstance, right? Then there are your thoughts about your job. How are you going to show up? How are you going to think about your job, right?
Yeah.
Really powerful stuff, and that's one of the strategies I love to share with people to do that work as well. And
now,
also, yes, no, we do not want to stay with those what-if thoughts. We just identify them and realize that they're actually circulating somewhere in our soul, and we want to get rid of them. Out. It's not helpful.
I love Mary Louise Smith and her comment, because it took me a while, and I got to know. And by the way, that graphics department, we did not let it fail. We did have to take action and pull out the people not performing. I did have to show up on the graveyard shift and take away, confiscate all the alcohol. I mean, there were things I had to do. But what I learned from her in that moment, she was stopping those what-if thoughts.
Yeah.
She was not just stopping them for me, but she was stopping the story of what I was creating from them. And, you know, and she said to me, I'm going to tell you one thing. Gossip is the toxicity that will ruin an organization.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, gossip will pretty much ruin any relationship. And she went on to talk about stopping those thoughts and said, what if that wasn't the story path? Mm-hmm. Like you just described, there is the fire and there is your home. There is your job and what you think about your job. And from that point on, I changed the entire perspective on my career and my job.
Oh, that's beautiful. So you really saw the separation and your awareness, like, probably went up 5 notches in that moment.
And she supported me every decision I made along the way, albeit we had to keep a lot of this a secret. She did support me. But let's talk about the freedom now we get when we remove those, when those kind of thoughts can be dissipated. What if peace were to break out?
Oh, it's so important. I mean, and, you know, I know all of this gets sort of overused in the sense of practicing peace and gratitude and all this, but you know what? It's important for a reason, and people aren't intentional enough with it. Even the best of the most enlightened, right?
Yeah.
Fall off their, you know, the track, so to speak. But, you know, it's so important. You know, when I practice peace sometimes these days, I'll just go outside and I'll just go, oh, look at the sun. Look at my little puppy running in the yard. So grateful. Yeah. I'm grateful for this. And as I am practicing being peaceful in that moment, I'm also actually, you know, showing gratitude too. So it's like a double, you know, hit. And I'm also stopping all the what ifs. They come to a screeching halt. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And, you know, it's interesting you're bringing that up because I neglected to do that. Gratitude is, to me, one of the most powerful antitoxins.
Totally.
And
after that, I get up early. I do not even like do anything before I run downstairs to get my coffee. My dog calls me upstairs, and I get, you know, into, you know, prayer and but gratitude first 10 things, bam, and I clean out my brain first thing in the morning.
You know, it's interesting we're talking about this because if we can't go there, then there are other places we go. We go to complaining. Complaining is the complete destruction, I think, for me. It has been, complaining has been the great annihilator in my life, you know, and I catch myself now and I really try to be vigilant because complaining will disintegrate a dream or an idea faster than anything I know.
Yes, complaining, being critical. You know, it's really interesting to sort of figure out which are the ones that take us out. We're all unique.
Yeah. It doesn't mean we don't stand up for ourselves. It doesn't mean that we don't understand a situation.
Right.
But a mentor once said to me, it's not good, it's not bad. It just is. It's not right, it's not wrong. It just is. And it took me 5 years to really get that. So I want to ask you here in the time we have left, this strategy, this idea of gratitude, how powerful is that? And what have you seen in your own coaching practice that happens when people can get there?
Well, I just think confidence soars, and it just a sense. I mean, there's so many things as we look around. I mean, it can be as simple as a flower that we can go, wow, and it can take our minds back into, you know, something that's, you know, I have some dahlias in my desk, my son grew. You know, it can take us back to what is possible, what is beautiful in the world, what we should be grateful for, what we take for granted, drinking water, all of the things. But, you know, it's interesting that in my first coaching practice, they were very intentional about having me find a mantra that was going to help me in that moment that I would say to myself every single day. And they would tell us to look in our eyes and kind of connect in the mirror. And the one that I had come up with at the time was, I am strong, I am healthy, and I'm ready to fly. And I'm telling you, it was powerful. It really did do a major shift for how I was feeling at that moment and what I wanted to put out into the world. It's very important. I would tell everybody to try and find one right now that would suit them, help them, heal them.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes it's simple. You know, for me, I think because I was brought to my knees physically, and I've been brought to my knees emotionally, especially earlier in my life, you know, Deb Engel shared something and said, Pat, why don't you just say this? Why don't you just say these three words? Why don't you just say, thank you, God?
Yes.
Now, God, Goddess, whatever you believe in. But she said, why don't you just say it? She says, if you step on a rotten peach, say thank you, God. If you wake up in the morning and you fall off the side of the bed, say thank you, God. If you get your tax return and it's like, what? You say that, and I tell you, I said, how do I do it? She said, you have to practice. And I made a commitment. Yeah. 70 times today for 70 days. That's all I kept saying, and now it just goes on in my mind. What can you leave us with today? What can you help us with? And thank you so much for shining the light on something that could feel so dark.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, we just really want to think about, you know, how we could stay curled up in a ball during these times, or we can figure out a way to process fear and anxiety and create something amazing. You know, right? How can I serve? How can I grow? Right? How can we be useful in the world instead of being upset and in despair? But it's so interesting, Dr. Pat, when we focus on what we do want, we do create motivation and contribution and energy and well-being and all the things that are just yummy and needed in the world, connection, like what we're doing right now. So I would just leave your listeners like, what is making you afraid? What does it make you want instead? Such a powerful question to ask ourselves. And can you take that fear and anxiety and transform it into possibility? And I just really want to say we can become friends with our fear and anxiety. It can coexist as we're going through all these strategies. Give that energy a job, one that gets you excited.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, Leanne. Again, would you mind telling people, one, how they can find out more about you, and especially tell them about your show? Because, you know, they could tune in and hear, like, totally Leanne.
Champion, you're alive, right? Leanne Champion Coaching on Facebook. I'm really excited, Dr. Bet. I think I am going to do a workshop. I'm saying it out loud, so that'll make me do it. on this topic, something that people can actually take it and grow through it and really ponder it. So, and the next one I'm doing is on learning how to fail. And the tagline is super fun. It's congratulations, you failed, and now you're on your way.
Oh, my gosh. I can't tell you how happy. And I've said this to you before. I have got more grief for my signature tagline, what would you do if you knew you could not fail? I have got more grief for that in 20 years because people wanted me to change it. I said, no, that's like, come on.
Come on. It's true.
Fear of failure.
Fear of failure. My husband likes to call it success failure. How did
I don't think I would be here right now if I didn't have a couple of false starts doing this.
Oh, my goodness.
Better known as failures. I wouldn't be here today. But, boy, I can't wait for you to do that. Ian, thank you so much. I'm so honored to be doing this with you.
Oh, my goodness, Dr. Pat. The journey is so much fun with you. I really appreciate it.
More to come from Leanne Champion, everybody. I'm telling you, fear is one of those things. We must really educate ourselves, become more aware, and follow Leanne's strategies for this. Thank you for tuning us in, turning us on. And thank you all, Benny, Jamie, and stay tuned. We're not done yet. We got another hour coming up. But check out Leanne Champion, Champion of Life, everybody. We'll be right back.
On this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Tuesday to you, Benny Mathers, here for a look at your alternative talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the sound. 405 southbound, looks like right around south of just Redmond-Kirkland area. Stop and go issues rolling up to the 520, heading into Bellevue. Looks like around Northeast 59th Street. It will smooth out on the other side of the 520. And, of course, smooth through Bellevue and through into, looks like, Factoria, down into Renton. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, it's Forging a Life with Coach Christine. Beyond the Curve, calling in your unique destiny with special guest, Robin Eaton, shaman, teacher, and coach. Stay tuned. NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Wall Street is deep in the red today. Stocks fell sharply as Treasury yields rose amid expectations the Federal Reserve would soon move to taper stimulus as inflation jumps. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down more than 550 points, and the NASDAQ was down more than 400 points. U.S. military leaders are contradicting President Biden's claim no one advised him to leave over 2,000 American troops in Afghanistan. In a Senate hearing Tuesday, General Kenneth McKenzie of United States Central Command confirmed he and others recommended leaving behind 2,500 troops.
Well, I've stated consistently that my position was if you go below 2,500, you're going to look at a collapse of the Afghan military.
McKenzie confirmed Biden got the advice. During a previous interview with ABC News, Biden was asked if any military advisors recommended leaving 2,500 troops in place. Biden said no. No one said that to me that I can recall. Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley is addressing actions he was involved in during the final weeks of the Trump administration. He told a Senate hearing he talked with his Chinese counterpart twice to de-escalate Chinese concerns that President Trump might launch an attack.
I know, I am certain that President Trump did not intend to attack the Chinese.
Milley's actions are outlined in a new book by Bob Woodward and Robert Costa of The Washington Post. An attorney for Gabby Petito's family is issuing a plea for her missing fiancé.
O'Brien, we're asking you to turn yourself in to the FBI or the nearest law enforcement agency.
Richard Stafford added, Brian Launder's family didn't help them find Petito, and they won't help them find him. Petito was killed on a cross-country trip with Laundrie, who disappeared after returning home to Florida alone. Petito's body was later found in Wyoming. Top Democrats on Capitol Hill are working today to avoid a government shutdown. The government runs out of money Thursday night, and Senate Republicans blocked efforts yesterday to extend funding and raise the debt limit. That deal would provide nearly $30 billion for disaster relief and more than $6 billion for Afghan refugees. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Hey, it's Kristen Ralphing Finer of Breaking Through. I'm so glad you're listening, and I hope you listen to our show. We're on Mondays at 5 a.m. It's a show that tackles the top topics facing our nation and gives you, yes, you, ways to take action, ways to make your voice heard, ways to create change, ways to lift our nation and protect democracy. Again, Mondays at 5 a.m., we have fabulous guests, we have fabulous ideas, and a conversation that you're going to want to join. Talk with you soon.
And let's go ahead and take a look now for Alternative Talk Weather Outlook for Tuesday. More clouds and rain expected today. We will see a possible thunderstorm or two. High temperatures around 60, 61 degrees. Tonight, the rain and thunderstorms will hang around. Low temperatures dropping down to about 50. For Wednesday and for Thursday, more clouds and rain expected. High temperatures in the upper 50s to low 60s. Partly sunny skies for Friday. Highs around 61.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Forging a life beyond the curve, calling in your unique destiny with Coach Christine Clark. Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your very being is softened by fire as you take hits that shape you. Christine is a transformational life coach dedicated to empowering entrepreneurs to create a whole life success on their terms. On this show, you will be forged into a magnificent, powerful, highly functional work of art that is your significant life. Now, here's your host, Christine Clark.
Join me, Coach Christine Clark, as we forge our lives. We are going to go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Who will you be when you believe you have what it takes?
Hello, this is Coach Christine Clark, and welcome to another Beyond the Curve, calling in your unique destiny. My guest today is Robin Eaton, who is a shaman, a teacher, and a coach. But first, I want to give you a little update for our upcoming shows. I am here each fourth Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and on October 26th, I'm going to share the 8 absolutely necessary understandings required to claim your destiny. We're going to demystify your self-sabotage and cover easy actions to move you forward. That's October 26th, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And on November 23rd, I will be joined by the venerable Coach Sean Smith. We're going to deep dive into the rough waters of shifting parent-child relationships as your kids leave home and move out into the world. There is pride, there is pain, there is nurturing, and loneliness collide as we navigate this necessary evolution of our most primary of all relationships. You're going to want to be there. This is November 23rd, right here, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. Now, today we've got some wonderful things for you to have, to claim. My wonderful guest, Robin Eaton, is heaping on the good stuff. You can get a free chakra guide to cure energy imbalances when you sign up for email updates at her website, which is SoulTouchedByRobin.com. You can get a guided journey to retrieve a gift of power when you email Robin by midnight on October 1st. And her email is SoulTouchedByRobin@gmail.com. And a huge thing, by the time we are done today, you are going to want to have your own stone oracle reading, and you can get $50 off your stone oracle reading when you mention moi, Fortune of Life with Coach Christine, when you talk to Robin. Wow, this is going to be good. And from me, I am offering, of course, the laser coaching program. One wonderful individual will receive a multiple session focused coaching to remove the blocks, ignite your world, and call in your greatest destiny. You can get in line for that by calling in 1-800-930-2819 and provide your name, your email, and your phone number, or just email me all your information to Coach Christine at ForgingALifeWithCoachChristineClark@gmail. That's ForgingALifeWithCoachChristineClark@gmail. Now, the question of fate versus destiny is really broad and deep. And if you've ever implemented a bold new plan and have it gone sideways, you know, the questions come up, you know, was I even meant to have what I desire? And it's not just a question what we did wrong or what we did right or what we can do differently, but sometimes that deep, soft body of our soul yearns for that confirmation that we have what it takes, that we can get to that place that we think is supposed to be our destiny, what we want to do. And today we're going to deep dive with my great friend, Robin Eaton, amazing coach and a powerful shaman. Welcome, Robin, to the show. I'm delighted to have you here with me. And first, you know, let's just let people get to know you.
Well, thanks for having me on the show today, Christine. It's a pleasure. And I am a coach and a shaman. And this journey started for me when I was a little kid, truly. Because as a little kid, I saw and experienced things that I thought everyone did until I got in trouble for making up stories. I didn't know that the rest of the world wasn't seeing the same things that I was seeing. So this journey started, I mean, I was born on this path. And I really would say, I haven't had a choice. It's a calling. And every time I've tried to step away from it, it just pulls me back in. And so in the last, 7 years, I've really stepped into it, embraced it. And I found several mentors and traveled Peru for a month with the shamans, going from sacred site to sacred sites, doing initiations and ceremonies, and I've continued to study with those shamans, and it's just changed everything for me.
Yeah. Now, I met you in Dallas when you had stepped into life coaching. So first of all, and it was lovely because here we are, both of us live within 30 minutes of each other in the Midwest. We were at a master coach retreat in Dallas, Texas, and we're going around the room. People are introducing themselves, saying where they come from, and it's like, I didn't know you existed. How do I not know you? Right from my own backyard. And it was just lovely. That was the start of a fantastic relationship. It's wonderful to have somebody in this group that is so close to me that I can see in person as well as do the conversations with. What led you into life coaching? Because I want you to tell me that, because what I see that is so powerful for your clients is that it's a combination of life coaching and shamanism, and that is so powerful because you're working with so many different spiritual modalities and also that neurolinguistic stuff that really can transform and move people. But I never knew what called you into life coaching, so tell me about that.
Well, coaching for me seemed like a natural progression. I worked in law enforcement in corrections for over 20 years. And so I was already helping people transform their lives. I mean, that was the greatest part of the work that I did for 20 years. And so when I left that, it really felt like coaching was a natural extension. And also I was working through some of my own stuff, really facing my own demons. And so, to be honest, I got into coaching because I didn't want to hire a coach. I wanted to go learn how to coach myself because I didn't want to share all my stuff with somebody else. And it was, the joke was on me, because I learned very quickly that you can't be your own guide or ally in this. You really do need someone else to help you look at the things and go to the depths that you just can't see on your own. You can't find on your own.
Right.
Right. And coaching, it really changed my world. And once I got past it, I actually needed to hire a coach and couldn't do it myself. Right. So that's how I really got into it. And then I just fell in love with it because even though I'd been doing that work my whole life, this gave me a whole new set of tools that allowed me to get people there so much quicker and gave me a vehicle that I could blend my intuitive and psychic abilities with the shamanism, with the coaching. Like, it all just comes together because it's all part of me and I can't separate it out. So when you come to me for coaching, you get the psychic work, you get the intuitive parts of it, you get the shamanic tools as well, because it's all just one beautiful package at this point.
I love that, Robin. So I am in the coaching world, transformational life coach, have been working on this for going on 6 years, 7 years. And what is new to me through you is the shamanism. So what is shamanism? I mean, because in my understanding, it's also separate from being a medium, separate from other things, or is it all part of the same? So explain to me, what's shamanism?
Sure. It can be a little convoluted, right? We have all these labels. Honestly, shamans were the original coaches. They were the original life coaches. They were the original healers. They were the original psychics and mediums that communicated. A shaman acts as a bridge between worlds, right? A bridge between, and when I talk about worlds, one of the most powerful worlds that we deal with is the inner world. And so being able to be that bridge to help someone navigate their own inner world and find the treasures within, to remove the obstacles and find the treasures within. So a shaman is one who truly follows their own calling, walks their own path, finds their own connection with spirit, with soul, however, whatever term works for you for those things. And really, then by learning how to create those connections for yourself, you learn how to help others create that connection for themselves. So it isn't, a shaman doesn't heal anyone. As a shaman, what I do is I hold on to you as a whole until you can step into that for yourself, until you can see yourself that way again, right? So I hold you as a full being of light until you can see all of your light and your shadows as well, because our shadows, we can find, that's where we find some of the best, juiciest gifts we have is in our shadow, right?
Right, yeah. All the things that we don't want to look at, that we want to stuff or hold or that have been stuffed over time. So tell me a little bit, you know, what does working with you look like? You know, what kind of, if just give me a little consensus of services, that kind of thing.
Sure. So, you know, if I had to put a label on the type of coaching or what I do, it's really about creating sacred connection. So the first sacred connection you need that it's important to make is that sacred connection with yourself. That's where everything begins and ends, is with that sacred connection within. And so working with me, we really develop that. We dive into what's at your center and helping you learn to trust that voice within, to truly learn how your intuition speaks to you, learn how to recognize that voice versus all the fluff from outside and the ego and all the shoulds and the guilt and the shame, to really hone in on your voice, be able to identify it, and then building trust in that relationship and really creating that sacred connection, because that is the sacred connection with all things. Begins with that sacred connection within. So working with me, you know, there's so many different ways to do that. One of the things that we might do is we might look into your values and make sure that you understand what you truly value versus what you think you value, because there's often a difference, as you well know.
Right,
I know,
right,
that's
some
of the work that you do.
Yeah.
Or we might step into a soul retrieval. Soul retrieval, whenever we experience a trauma in life, there's a piece of our soul that splits off. It goes into hiding. And it's that part of ourselves that never experienced the trauma, that is still whole and complete. And so a soul retrieval is the process of going back and retrieving that part of yourself that was never traumatized, so that you can be whole and complete again and hold on to your joy and hold on to your peace and hold on to all the good stuff of life. Right? So it just, for each person, it's a unique journey, because we go where your spirit leads. And if there's one thing I'm good at, it's finding the soul and being able to follow that, the path of the soul, to really touch the soul and follow that path. So your soul leads the journey, and I simply have a variety of tools available to help you along that path, to help you see the obstacles in your way so that we can remove them and see the gifts that you've been blinded to but are yours to claim. To claim, man, right?
I love it. I can hear the passion. I can hear the excitement. And, yeah, isn't that just what all of this is about, the privilege of working with people and clearing away their stuff, like even if they don't see it, to bring out the good things and just so that they can find it and they can have it and then excel, you know. And we're going to talk a little bit about that with destiny versus fate. And I'm excited to get into that conversation. I do want to go, we're going to go to a break here. And just to remind everybody, you can find me, Coach Christine Clark, at sunglowtransformation.com, Sunglow Transformation on Facebook, on Instagram, and on LinkedIn. You can find Robin Eaton, at soultouchedbyrobin.com. And remember that you can have a free chakra guide to cure the energy imbalances when you go and sign up for email updates from Robin. Keep up with all the wonderful good stuff she shares and find out where you can go visit with her in person. There is the guided journey to retrieve one of your gifts of power that Robin has just referenced. That can be yours when you email Robin by midnight on October 1st at Soul Touched by Robin. And, of course, you can get $50 off a Stone Oracle reading when you mention Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark. Put your name in for the laser coaching program. Send your name, email, and phone number to ForgingALifeWithCoachChristine.com, or you can provide the information here at the radio station at 1-800-930-2819 and just let them know you want to be in on that laser coaching program. When we come back, is it fate or is it destiny? That is the question, and we'll go to a break right now.
Often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and make your appointment today. You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concern. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Tune in to Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offering, visit Clarity.com. That's Claire, C-L-A-R-E-I-T-Y.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Hey everybody, it's me, psychic medium Jamie, and me, Spirit Walker Nicole. We are so excited to introduce you to our new live call-in show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com. As we connect you with your crossover loved ones, angels, and guides, and also help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com and also follow us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is Forging a Life with Coach Christine, going beyond the curve, calling in your unique destiny. I'm here every fourth Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. My guest today is Robin Eaton, shaman, teacher, and coach. And we're going to get into the conversation of fate versus destiny. And, you know, what is fate, really? In my signature program, when I talk about forging a life, the initial forging is what happens to us. You know, the influences of the world, society, parents, teachers, media that shape us. And in my mind, that must be fate, right, Robin? What is fate when we talk about fate?
Yeah, I would agree with you. So, you know, I like to look at it as when we're born with two books. And in one book, everything is already written. and the other book is blank, and we get to write it ourselves. Now, the book that's already written for you is all those things you talked about. It's the family that you're born into and their DNA and their history of illnesses and where they live, what religion you're born into. Because we're born into all of these things. We just kind of step right into it based on the neighborhood we live in and who we're exposed to. And really what our family has chosen, where they choose to live, the food that they like, right? I mean, we only get exposed to those things as we're growing up. So that's fate. That's the path that you're born into and that you begin to walk.
And we accumulate all this stuff, and it sets up modalities in us and what we think we like or don't like, because that's all we know. It happens before we even have awareness that there's more choices or that our own inner self might desire or want to do something else.
Absolutely.
You know, my husband and I, we talk about what we have shared with each other. He grew up in the farm in Iowa, meat and potatoes. He didn't understand Chinese food until I started dating me. It's like, how could you not know about Oriental food, right? And that. But yeah. Right. So, you know, how does believing in fate influence a person's life? I mean, because that's all the stuff, like you said, that we're born with. How do you know or figure out that you have a choice, that isn't, that whatever that trajectory is, that first book isn't all there is, or that you can even choose something else?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing, is we all have choice. But some of us are born into a path of fate where we might be born into a family that doesn't really believe in choice, that talks a lot about what we have to do and that there are no choices and that this is our path and this is our fate. Even listen to the language, and people will use that word, like, you know, this is your fate, just accept it. But you don't have to accept any of it. And I think what happens is that inner voice inside of you is restless. That inner voice speaks of something else. There's something inside you that's like, yeah, but I want more.
Right.
I want something different. This doesn't resonate with me. This doesn't sit right with me. And that's because it doesn't. Your soul is truly speaking of something else and is asking you to begin to write your own book, to step into your destiny, right? So we're born into, you might be born into a family with a history of heart disease and high cholesterol. You can change that, right? That fate doesn't have to be yours if you pay attention to diet and exercise and some of those things. You can adjust that. If you're born into a community that doesn't really resonate with you or the area, the land where you live, like, you know, you might be born in the Midwest, but the ocean just calls to you.
Right.
Well, you can, you know, move to the ocean. Maybe not as a 3-year-old or a 5-year-old or a 10-year-old. You might have to, you know, it might take you a while to make your way to the ocean. But as an adult, of course you can choose.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I had a client that came from South Chicago, tough neighborhood, and is a fantastic financial advisor now, and he's very community-oriented, but he took, you know, what he was born into was drug abuse and money running and a lot of stuff, but he looked at somebody else that went to college, and he said, that's for me, this is not for me, and made a real shift. And I think about those kinds of things. Like, it was there. In his case, I thought he had a role model, somebody else to show him the way. But it was probably there all along that this is not what I want. I want something different, something better. And yeah.
Yeah. We all have our own compass inside, right? Like our own moral compass, our own soul's compass. That kind of tells us you're on the right path or you're getting off. And the more conflicted you feel, the more off your own path you are, the more that you're stuck in the rut of fate versus stepping into destiny. And that's the thing. Fate is a rut. Fate is a rut that your ancestors have created. It's that groove in the ground. I mean, if you think of the old covered wagons moving across the country and the ruts that they left in the land, that's fate. It leaves a groove that you get caught in.
Mm-hmm.
Destiny is about blazing your own trail. Destiny might be that there's no trail to follow, and I just got to step forward. But you can step lightly in destiny. Destiny doesn't have to be heavy, and it doesn't that you're not caught by it because it's full of choices. You constantly get to choose, and there's a faith piece to step into that too. To walk your own path, that takes courage. If your whole family has always lived in the Midwest and has always been farmers, and your dream is to go to the coast and be a writer, it takes courage to follow that path.
Right.
It goes against everything you've been taught.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think of so many people in college, and first, I'm an example, went to college for something specific. I was following that path. And here I am doing something totally not what I went to college with, but am absolutely grounded in this is what I was meant to do, sure of it. And it just took a while to get there. We do bebop around and end up doing a lot of different things sometimes before we find that. Is it ever too late, Robin? Do people ever get to a point where they followed and followed and followed, and no matter how uncomfortable it was, or maybe they, I think you and I both work with people sometimes that have squelched that inner voice and
mm-hmm.
need to bring it up to the surface. But is it ever too late to suddenly, to be able to shift and do something different or start following a destiny path rather than a fate path?
No, I don't think it's ever too late, because you're always just one decision away from it. It's one choice away. And it doesn't have to be this huge, you don't have to suddenly today decide, I'm going to quit my job, I'm going to pack all my stuff, and I'm going to move here, and I'm going to see what happens. You can do it that way, and that's really powerful, but it doesn't have to be like that. It can be as simple as, in my heart, I've always wanted to sing. I've always wanted to be a singer. I've always wanted to do that, so Let me join a chanting group, or let me find a coach, a singing coach, or let me join a course. It can be a small step in that direction. It doesn't have to be a huge leap. Everything begins with a series of small steps. And so you're always just one choice away, and it really is that first step in it is to get quiet and listen to your own voice. Listen to your heart. Listen to that voice within that says, but what about this?
Absolutely. And as you're talking about that, what I'm thinking is that that word destiny is like so huge and so big and so powerful, but it doesn't have to be that. Destiny can be simply just learning to listen to that inner voice and doing something simple, making simple changes, noticing that this, you prefer something over something else, and recognizing, okay, I can have that preference. I can go after that. A real silly example, I have figured out that fresh Brussels sprouts are amazing. The ones you buy in the bag that are frozen and you steam, I ate until I discovered fresh Brussels sprouts. But now it's like, I don't have to eat frozen Brussels sprouts ever again. If I don't want to, I can have the fresh ones because they are, like, amazing. Anyway, but that anytime we step into recognizing a preference, recognizing something that comes authentically from ourselves and we choose that, that can be destiny. Can it? Does destiny have to be the giant thing?
No, honestly, you have an infinite number of destiny lines available to you at any moment, right? Now, your highest and greatest destiny is going to, here's the way that I look at it. When you start to listen to your heart, when you start to listen to that voice within, and you start really defining your own preferences, right? Like, I like fresh versus frozen. I like this. I don't like Brussels sprouts or my body, you know. Like when you start listening to the voice within, the more you listen to that voice, your destiny, your highest and greatest destiny will reveal itself along the way. But you have to take action. You have to listen to that voice and start to take action based on that voice. So it's the little things, right? And sometimes it is the littlest thing, like, but my preference is for fresh Brussels sprouts. Mm-hmm. So I'm no longer willing to accept anything less. I'm not going to tolerate this in my life anymore because this is what I prefer. And so it can be as simple as that. You know, if you're calling, if your voice speaks to you of nurturing, then your highest, greatest destiny might be being mom. It might be being, it might be working in an animal shelter where you get to nurture. It might be having your own garden that you get to nurture along. So your highest and greatest destiny will reveal itself to you as you step into destiny itself, as you listen to that voice and you step on a path of destiny and you walk that and then you realize, oh, and I really like this. And now you shift just a little bit closer to that highest, greatest destiny. And with each new thing that you discover, you shift a little bit closer, and it reveals itself to you along the way. If I asked you 20 years ago, Christine, are you interested in being a life coach?
How long ago?
Yeah, if we talked 20 years ago, and I said,
I'll be a life coach. No, was not even a thought, no.
Not even on the radar.
No.
But through a series of choices, this is where you ended up, and this is what makes your heart and your soul sing. And
right.
Everybody has that soul song of their own.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really about feeding that and allowing that to come forward.
Yeah. And that's what the Stone Oracle Destiny Reading is about, is finding not just the destiny, but as you said, the highest destiny. And let's just take a few quick minutes to talk about the Stone Oracle, those energies. I love rocks, and I've been collecting rocks for a long time. It wasn't until we were coming up to do this show that I realized that, hey, maybe there's like something more than just, oh, these are pretty. My most favorite acquisition just recently was a huge blue flash lapidorite stone. And when I saw it on the shelf, I thought really it was translucent. And I walked over and put my hand behind it, and like I couldn't see through the stone. I'm like, huh? But because of the color and the reflection and the veins in it, it looks like you're looking into a forest path in winter. It's like bare branches with this gorgeous blue light somewhere down the path. And I'm just mesmerized by it. I keep it in the dining area, and at breakfast or at dinner, you know, I can look over and I can see it. But tell me real quick about the power of the stones and what this is about.
Sure. So the stone people, and when we talk about the stone people, we're talking about all the stones of the earth. And to me, in my belief system, everything has life, everything has vibration. So the stone people have been here longer than any of the rest of us, right? The first life on earth was the stones, the stone people. And they have greater longevity of life than anything else, than the plant people, the animals, or people, right? So the stones have the greatest longevity of experience, and they're the record keepers. They hold all the memories. So the stone people can see things, can see patterns, can see things that are outside of our vision, because we have such a narrow perspective and theirs goes on forever.
Okay.
And so in consulting the stones, and the stones, they talk to me. If you take the time, you can learn to speak with the stones. Now, that beautiful blue labradorite that you have, it spoke to you. It spoke to you that day. It spoke directly to your heart. Like it called out. Its vibration spoke to you. And the more you spend time with it, the more you develop a relationship with it, right? You brought it into the center of your home. You didn't put it on a shelf in the back room where it never gets seen or anything. It's right in the center, right? Right. So you're developing a relationship, and you're showing that honoring, and the stone's vibration will also help with you. So it doesn't surprise me that you're attracted to that particular stone, because the blue speaks to your throat chakra, and the blue labradorite speaks to both your throat chakra and your third eye, the intuition. And since you're doing so much with your voice and following your intuition, it makes perfect sense that stone is the one who spoke with you.
Oh, that is cool. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Robin is going to talk a little bit more about the Stone Oracle Destiny reading, and we may even try to toss the stones or throw the stones and have a reading. We're going to take a quick break here. This is Coach Christine Clark. This is Forging a Life, Calling in Your Destiny. My guest today is Robin Eaton. You can find her at soultouchedbyrobin.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things are calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy and it's fun. If you'd like more information on that, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet. Life can be demanding, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Hey there, I'm Ricky Schwartz from My Turn Life Coaching, Reclaim Your Life. How do you know if you're living your life and not someone else's? Here's one way to find out. First, list out your top five core values. For example, mine are empathy, excellence, passion, service, and core values. Then put those core values into short first-person core value statements. In my case, one, empathy powers my relationships. Two, excellence is the goal in all things I do. Three, passion fuels my perseverance. Four, my value is measured by my service to others. And five, core values drive all of my life decisions. Now ask yourself, am I using my core value statements to drive my personal and professional decisions? Maybe not. Maybe you've never even considered doing so. And that's where life coaching begins. Go to MyTurnLifeCoaching.com and let's put your personal core values into your driver's seat. Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit clarity.com. That's Claire, C-L-A-R-E, -ITY.com.
Hello, we're back. I am Coach Christine Clark. This is Going Beyond the Curve, Calling In Your Unique Destiny. Today, my guest is Robin Eaton. You can find Robin at soultouchedbyrobin.com. Get a free chakra guide to cure energy imbalances when you sign up for email updates at her website. And then you can also get a guided journey to retrieve a gift of power by emailing Robin before midnight on October 1st, soultouchedbyrobin@gmail.com. Once we finish up this next section, you're going to want to have your own stone oracle reading, and you can get $50 off that service from Robin when you mention Forging a Life with Coach Christine. Again, put your name in for the laser coaching program. Send your name, email, and phone number to forgingalifewithcoachchristine@gmail.com. Someone's going to get a laser coaching program, work one-on-one with me to break through the blocks and call in your unique destiny. And so, Robin, we're going to do an actual stone oracle reading. And I'm going to give you the floor and just kind of walk us through this. I know that what we're doing is not like the full thing. We're kind of shortening it up. So just explain to people whatever they need to know to understand what we're doing.
Beautiful. So a sacred destiny reading with a stone oracle, we usually do two or three throws. Now, the first throw that we do, we throw the stones, and the stones will speak of the current path of destiny that you're on, the current energies, how they're moving, how they're shifting, what gifts might be hidden from you, what obstacles might be in your way. They might even speak of specific relationships. They might show guides that are working with you. And then the stones, where they may speak of exactly what lessons you're moving through. So the stones will talk and give all kinds of information. And that's the first throw. And then we want to throw the stones again. Now, the second throw, we begin to shift your line of destiny. We begin to move those obstacles out of the way, bring those gifts forward, and shift you into a higher path, an easier path, right? And we might even throw up to three times to get you to really shift those energies. So I like to kind of, in order to give you a good picture of the power of this, that it's more than just a reading, it's also a healing, it really is clearing. I like to tell a quick story about a shaman in Peru who was throwing, the coca leaves instead of the stones. Now, it's the same process, only he speaks with the plants and I'm speaking with the stones. And he was throwing the coca leaves for a young man. And the first throw, he throws the leaves and he reads them and he looks and he's like, I see an accident, I see blood, and I see death. And then he throws the leaves the second time. I see an accident, I see blood, no death. He throws the leaves a third time. No accident, no blood, no death. Right, so this is in the middle of a big, long trip for this young man, but about 6 months later, he's back home in the United States traveling, and he's in his car, and he pulls up to, I don't know if it was a red light or a stop sign, but he thought back to that moment, to that reading, as he's waiting for his turn to go. And because he was thinking about that, he paused, and when the light turned, when it was his turn to go, he waited a moment because he was caught up in this memory. And a semi blew through the red and would have taken him out. So there was the accident, the blood, and the death that was avoided because the shaman shifted the lines of destiny. The shaman worked with the plants to shift that line of destiny, to clear it out of the way for him. So that's the real power of this. It's not like we're just doing a quick reading or that this is kind of it's not a game. This really does shift things out of the way. It's really a very powerful and incredible experience. Would you like to step into that, Christine?
Yeah, let's dive in. Let's give people a taste. Absolutely.
All right. So I believe we have the camera set up so you can see what's happening here. So we use a divination cloth. It's split into four squares and 13 stones. And
is there a reason, or what's the 13, or is that just?
Yeah, there are a lot of reasons. The simplest reason that I can give you is there are 13 moons in a year, and so the stones, again, work with and see the cycles, and so 13 stones for the 13 moons of the year.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so Christine, is there anything in particular that you're interested in learning about in your life? Any particular pattern or anything showing up?
Always. Always.
And if there's nothing specific, that's just fine. We'll just see what the stones have to say.
Yeah, I think that would be good just for the sake of time. Always looking at the next piece for my expansion, how many more people I can touch, what does that look like, and also relationship-wise. I'm in this, you know, the empty nest syndrome. My children are further away, and managing those energies is always present for me. So let's go with that.
Beautiful. So what I'd like you to do for just a moment is I'd like you to think of, in relation to those things, I want you to just take a moment to think of all your hopes and dreams and wishes and all your concerns and worries and fears. And then I want you to kind of blow with your breath, send that energy to the stones here.
Okay.
Beautiful. All right. And so we ask you to speak to us today on behalf of Christine, to take the eagle's flight up high where you have that greater perspective, and to speak to us of that which is beyond her sight, the obstacles in the way, the gifts that are waiting. Show us the patterns and how the energies are moving. Okay. So I always look for those patterns and what shapes and things show up here. So there's a few things. I'm going to give you kind of a brief. So as we look at the clock here, when we look at the, from about here down, we're looking at the lower world, which is the inner world, right? Often we consider that our subconscious. This is where things are hidden from us, usually. And it's our greatest obstacles and also our greatest gifts. And then we have the middle world, the world that we're walking in today. And then from here on up, we have the upper world. The upper world is where everything is manifest, where everything is where all destinies lie, all possibilities are in the upper world. And everything begins in the upper world before it comes down into the middle world. And then we look at the past, we have the present, we have the future, and then we also look at the four directions. So what I'm seeing here is a pattern of energy coming, flowing, there's kind of an open funnel shape here where the energy is moving. And at the base of that funnel, at the base of that, we have safety and security connected with the heart and also with the river stone. And the river stone really speaks of earth energy and flow. And so what this tells me with this triangle here, these stones are speaking of a shift in how you create safety and security in your world, connected with your heart and really going with the, moving with the flow of life in a new way, finding that connection in a new way. And that's at the very base of this funnel of energy. So it's kind of collecting it for you, right? And creating a new sense of security in your world. Now, directly across from that, here, which is right rising up from the lower world, is the masculine stone. And in this case, this is the divine masculine, the energy of structure and form. And it's sitting right across from the heart and the safety and security. And right above it is spiritual prosperity. Now, spiritual prosperity is deeper than just financial prosperity. Spiritual prosperity is creating, really creating the life that you want to live, having everything, having all aspects of it. And in a triangle here with the stone of clarity. So what this says is this is showing me that your safety and security is really being guided by your heart now and has taken on a new form. You have found new structure, a new form to create that safety and security in life that brought new clarity and a shifting in how you view your own spiritual prosperity and what's truly there for you and important for you. As we move over here, we see this stone that's beginning to rise up from the lower world, and it's out in the future. So what I see is a new joy and happiness connected to all of this that's coming your way, that's moving in. So there's a new gift of joy and happiness that's coming in for you, still a little bit out in the future, still a little hidden from you, but it's connected to you really listening to your heart and giving new form, new structure to that prosperity in your life, the security, right? So that is financial security, but it's also the security that you find within from following your own heart. And right above the heart, we have this tiger's eye stone. And this stone is speaking of, that's intuition, but it's the courage to walk your own path. Right, and these stones are a little bit into the past, which shows me that you've begun to step into and walk your own path and really embrace that and listen to your own heart as you do that. And right above that stone, we have intuition and we have the feminine energy, the feminine creative energy. Now, what's interesting about the intuition stone, if I turn this up, I'm not sure if you can see it on the camera or not, but there's a little eye on this stone, and the intuitive eye is directed at the creative energy, but it's down, which tells me that there's still something hidden from you, that in terms of your own creativity, there's still an intuitive piece that you're not quite acknowledging yet. So that's coming through for you, and it's connected with an old pattern of a bruised heart, which has caused you to maybe not trust in that quite so much. There's so much information here. I know we don't have time to get into all of it, but I hope that gives you a taste.
Absolutely.
Of how the stones speak.
Yeah, and anybody listening, I don't know if you could feel it. I can feel it. Of course, she's talking about this is my destiny, and I can feel it in my body, the resonating to what you're saying, what you're sharing. And when you said, you know, that creative eye, and there's something that's not quite hidden, that's hidden that I'm not quite stepping into, and it's like, maybe I'm supposed to sing. No. it does speak, and it is cool. And I know that this would be the first, and we would do another one and maybe even a third one. And with each time, we're getting clearer, as you said, moving, clarifying the destiny, but the highest destiny, the best destiny for yourself. And I think that's really the gift. And knowing that this would be a piece of something that you might do with a person, and then they can coach with you to continue on that path to actually set intention to clear the blocks and to do the coaching work that we do with people to help them get out of their own way and claim that destiny for themselves. This is absolutely beautiful, Robin. Thank you so much for sharing it. This has been absolutely fantastic. Want to let everybody know, this is Robin Eaton, and you can find her at You can find her at soultouchedbyrobin.com. You can get a guided journey to retrieve a gift of power from Robin by emailing her at soultouchedbyrobin@gmail.com. You can get your free chakra guide to cure energy imbalances when you email her for updates on her website. And of course, get $50 off that stone oracle reading when you mention Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark. Put your name in for the laser coaching program. Email me at forgingalifewithcoachchristine@gmail.com. Name, email, and phone number, please. And I am back here at the fourth Tuesday of every month right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Until next time, get beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to Forging a Life with Christine Clark. Remember to acknowledge your talents and skills. Your gifts are the elements needed to claim the life of your dreams. Believe you have
have what it takes to forge the life you want. Through intuition, trusting yourself, and the process, take action and call your life into a vibrant, beautifully lit existence.